to get back and take a deep breath, deep cleansing breath, and just kind of forget it all for a while. It's a good thing to do from time to time. Just go into Never Never Land and enjoy yourself there. My next guest, he's covered in jujube beans and buttered popcorn, and that's okay because he works in movie theaters. His name is Ron Van Timmeren from Celebration Cinemas. He's rolling in now. Ron, how are you?
Steve, I'm doing good. Whoops, slipped down that buttery popcorn.
You go to the store, and it says movie theater popcorn. It's never the same, Ron. It's not. It's just not the same.
You can't fresh pop it and then put it in a bag and then ship it to the store and call it theater popcorn, okay?
Right. Microwave popcorn is not theater popcorn. I like popcorn. I like microwave popcorn. It's not the same, Ron. You've got a lock on the market. I'm just telling you.
Yeah, that's right. That's because we pop fresh every day in those big old creeters, jumbo poppers or whatever they're called.
Right. I wonder where that started.
The technology of popping popcorn, you know?
I wonder where that tradition started, the whole popcorn movie thing. I like it. I just wonder where it started. Anyhow, lots of good movies on the way out. Where do you want to start?
Well, I really want to see Ad Astra. I love sci-fi movies. I'm a Brad Pitt fan. I love movies like Interstellar or Gravity or The Martian, those kind of movies. And that's what Ad Astra reminds me of. And the reviews are really good. It's the space adventure of Brad Pitt heading to Neptune, of all places. We're going deep space now, Steve. And his father, played by Tommy Lee Jones, is apparently out there from a previous mission, and he's causing some mischief, Steve. And so Brad's going to go find his dad on Neptune. Okay.
All right. Easy enough. And he's going to jump in his car, his space car, and get on his way.
It's a Tesla, I'm pretty sure,
too. Of course it is.
Anyway, that'll be on the IMAX screen as well, a big-budget sci-fi movie. How about a Downton Abbey fan? Anybody you know into that TV show when it was on?
I guess I missed it. Please help.
Well, that was on PBS for years, and it's a soap opera set in the castle, Downton Abbey, in the UK. And so this is the continuing saga, and people who love that TV show, including my wife, saw the movie and really loved it. Steve, the king and the queen are coming to visit Downton Abbey, and we must all be on our best behavior.
Of course we should, right. Tea and crumpets for everyone.
Exactly. Rated PG. Honestly, that's tracking to be the number one movie this weekend by boxoffice.com. So we'll see what happens there because Ad Astra, Downton Abbey, It Chapter 2, and the latest Rambo movie is also has a chance to be number one. Last Blood. You a Rambo fan, Steve?
I think I've seen them all. Haven't we all seen them all? And Rocky. I mean, the guy's got he's a two-trick pony. Two-trick pony.
Yeah. Right. But it's got him an Oscar. It's got him a nice living. And at 73 years old, he's still making movies. But I think this will be the last Rambo movie, as the title infers. And Steve, he is a one-man human border wall. Apparently, he is going to keep all the Mexican bad guys away from the U.S. here. That's sort of the storyline of Rambo Last Blood. Of course, rated R for strong graphic violence and grisly images.
Well,
right?
I would think, right. So I guess there can't be a Last Blood Part 2.
Never say never in Hollywood, dude. You never know for sure.
I get that. All right. So I'm surprised, though, backing up to what you said, Downton Abbey is going to out-deliver Brad Pitt. All right. So you say.
Well, there's a big want-to-see from the fans, okay? And they're all talking about how good this is. I don't know what it'll have legs. I don't know that it crosses over to people who haven't seen the TV show and don't know a thing about these characters, but there's a whole bunch of people that really, really want to see this movie, and I think they'll all be out there opening weekend. That's what's boosting their tracking numbers.
All right, good enough. And you've got a few other things out there as well.
Well, worth mentioning, coming up for air, a limited release, a Michigan-made movie from a producer in Muskegon named Roger Rappaport. It's got an interesting storyline, a mother and son relationship, and there's a mental health issue to this. So an interesting and timely subject there in coming up for air. Brittany Runs a Marathon, a romantic comedy, getting a wider release this week. I thought it was a terrific movie. I enjoyed it very much. The Wedding Year, another rom-com in limited release. And, Steve, fans of the TV show Friends, there will be a three-night fan-favorite episodes on the big screen. First one is September 23 next week, the 28th, and then October 2. So a chance to see your favorite Friends episodes on the big screen, celebrating the 25th anniversary of Friends.
Oh, that's a pretty cool idea. I'm going to credit you for that. Good idea, Ron. Good idea.
It was Fathom Events that brought it to us. But, hey, there's a lot of Friends fans out there. So
sure are.
I hope we check it out at the Celebration Cinema.
And the best place if you want to see that or Ad Astra or Downton Abbey or any of them, you should have the app.
Oh, download the Celebration Cinema app and stay tuned for the new CelebrationCinema.com website coming next week. I'll have more to share on that next week. But check it out online or on the app, dude.
All right. And Ron Van Timmeren, where will we find you?
See you at Celebration, Steve.
There you go. Ron Van Timmeren out the door. I enjoy him. He's been coming here ever since I started this many years ago now. Many years ago. Many sunsets ago. Speaking of sunsets, if you missed this, there's a remote Russian volcano that exploded. It's turned the skies purple across the northern hemisphere. If you've been seeing sunsets this year, you go, man, that's really awesome. The reason is a volcanic eruption way up in Siberia in Russia. Rykoki, the name of the volcano that erupted at the end of June. Rykoki. Making the skies purple, making the world a more beautiful place. It's not global warming, no, it's Rykoki. It sits on the Kuril Island chain in the Kamchatka Peninsula. Kamchatka Peninsula, which, by the way, is also a great place to moose hunt. But I digress. I'm pretty sure you want to know about moose hunting opportunities, the Kamchatka Peninsula being one of those places. Put that in on your to-do list, on your bucket list for sure. 25 after here. This part of the program brought to you by Wolverine Water. Get your free water test today. Get peace of mind. Your free water test today. Nothing more important than a free water test. Go to SteveGreer.com, click on Wolverine, and get a free water test. Did you hear me yet? Free water test today from Wolverine. We'll be back.